The Spirit of Business is going live. Don't miss this next session to help you execute your private administration like a true boss. All right, welcome to The Spirit of Business. I am your host, Reese Roberts, and today we are doing an introduction to a live event that's going to be taking place on tomorrow, talking about the schools of thought of law. Now, today I'm just going to give you a brief introduction because on the live event, which is exclusive to our Patreon subscribers, I'm just going to be talking about some of the key points so that when you get to the live event, you will already know what we're talking about and you'll kind of have some context on which you can join the discussion. So the first thing we're going to talk about is some of the schools of law that really exist in a macro sense of the word. Then once we get into the live event, we're going to start talking about the micro schools of thought that happen in our study groups and in other places where we are looking to apply our at private administration. So the first school of thought that we're going to talk about is realism. The main thing I want to do for you today is just define these schools of thought, even though there are many. We're going to just define some of the main schools of thought that might show up in your reality as you are looking to administer your law. Okay, so the first school of thought is realism. So the definition says realism is a school of thought that says law should be seen as it is, or as it is done in the law court, not as it ought to be, or anything else. So this school of thought is really broad and general in a sense that the court can do anything they want, basically, as long as it is a part of case law. It further says they argue in this school of thought that what transpires in the law court or what the judge does to arrive at their judgment, and those judgments are the law, okay? So anything that the judge does, anything the judge decides is what their realism perspective is on law. Then we go down and we talk about the natural school of law. This is a universal law form, law from a supernatural being, okay? The natural school of law is that there is a universal law from a supernatural being which is discovered by reason or by rationalization. It also derives its assertion from the notion that nature is perfect and humans should behave and be guided by it in their distinction between what is good and evil. So this really goes into our morality because, of course, nature says that life should always preserve itself, and at the very basis of human perspective and human instinct, we are here to govern ourselves in order to preserve our lives. So this natural school of thought really has more of a grounded basis for us to consider how to administer our law. Then we have positive law, or the positive school of law. This says the positivist philosophy believes in a formalized, static, or mathematical form of law. They believe law is made by a sovereign who serves as the only source of its validity, who imposes both the law and its sanctions on the people while himself is exempted from the law. They presuppose that whenever the sovereign or sole authority lays down a rule or law, it is significant whether the law evinces the interests of the people or not, whether it be moral or not. And so this is a positive school of law that basically says the law is what you say it is. Whenever you consider yourself to be sovereign, or whenever you are seen as sovereign, then the positive school of law says that whatever you say is the law, not necessarily what the court is going by or any other entity or authority. It is saying that the source of the validity is the person who imposes the law and the sanctions on the people while he himself is exempted from the law. All right, so then we've moved further talking about the historical school of law. This says this school proposes that law is that which is made in accordance with the previous experiences of a particular people. Now, historical law, of course, that's talking about, I believe it's talking about indigenous people, or tribal communities where their law had to do with their beliefs. It had to do with their experiences before they put those things down into governance. It says that before a law is accepted, it must not be alien to the people for which it was made. Rather, it should be made from their history or their past as to mirror their interests. All right, so the historical school of thought says that if you come from a place where you have been impacted by certain experiences, that your law needs to be set down in such a way that it's going to mirror the interest that you have inferred based on those experiences. All right, and the final school of thought is the sociological school of thought. And it says that law should be made or studied in accordance with what it does, okay, or its effect in the society. All right, someone who headed this school of thought in history, the name Roscoe Pound, this person proposed that law should be functional and liberal in such a sense that it should always be ready to accommodate the societal development changes, and that law should not be a systemic or formalized rule that is imposed on people. So again, these are the general macro schools of thought that exist in law, and things, of course, that we need to consider. But when we go live on tomorrow at 11 a.m., this is on Eastern Standard Time, tomorrow at 11 a.m., we're going live to talk it deeply about these other schools of thought that exist on a micro level. And this can be demonstrated when you see certain study groups like the Secure Party Study Group or Common Law Study Groups or Jurisprudence Study Groups or any type of study group where you are learning administration of law, but not necessarily learning it from any one particular place or person. So we want to talk about these things from a more global perspective so that you're not falling victim to a limited school of thought where your beliefs are being limited. And so your application of your private administration is not as well-rounded as we want it to be. So when we go live, we're going to be talking about the school of thought that talks about your straw man, the school of thought about the codified laws that are existing in the United States code, the birth certificate, certain things around that, certain schools of thought around the Social Security number and the use of it, the origination of it. We're going to be talking about all those things that you understand when you are applying these concepts in your actual administration of law, that you understand why you're doing what you're doing with the straw man, that you understand why you're using certain codes versus not using certain others, where you should use these codes. We're going to be talking about how the Social Security number should be used in its proper form instead of just saying that you never should use it again. So once you tap in, of course, you do have to subscribe on Patreon to gain access to the full video or to the full lecture. But once you do that, you'll have access not only to that, but you'll have also access to our digital downloads, as we have a digital bookstore, and also we have a research project platform where you're able to engage with us as we research behind the main ideas of private administration, setting off debt, cleaning credit, and certain things of that nature. So don't forget to go on Patreon. It's patreon.com/learnadminlaw. You can also visit us online at www.serveboss.inc.com, or you can visit us at ServeBoss on Facebook, and that will kind of give you some insight about where we're going and what we're going to be doing moving forward with your Patreon mentorships. We have 3 different levels of mentorship available, so please make sure that you go there and see what the benefits are for each level of your subscription. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with that, and hopefully I'll see you on tomorrow at 11 a.m. for our longer live event where you can also ask questions and get answers on the spot. Okay, again, my name is Reese Roberts. I am your host of The Spirit of Business, and we are going live. Do not miss it.